This is Sports and All on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Welcome back to Sports and All on this Sunday afternoon on 882 6PR. Mark Redding's with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Perth Glory beaten on Thursday night by the Central Coast Mariners, 2-0. Dino Djulbic, the defender, is kind enough to give us some of his time this afternoon. Dino, thanks for joining us.
No worries, mate. How are you going?
Very well. Unfortunately, the boys didn't get the result that you're after on Thursday. What was the wash-up? What did Kenny have to say with the boys having returned to Perth?
I mean, you know, it was a tough trip, you know, and losing Josh Risden before the game and obviously Castro 20 minutes into the game, it wasn't easy. You know, we had to reshuffle and so it wasn't easy, but, you know, it happened. So, you know, we didn't have the good results before there, so kind of a bit of a voodoo, you can say it, but, you know, so, but we have to move on and we're playing against Victory now and we'll try to get the 3 points over there.
Did you feel, just watching the game, that the boys were a bit flat? It seemed to be the case. Pretty hard to get a gauge from outside the venue, but did you think they were just a bit off their game?
I was, you know, it's a four-hour flight, 3 hours different, 2.5 hour bus ride, you know, it's a little bit expected to be a little bit flat, I mean, but it's no excuse, you know. You know, I thought they still created some chances, you know, unfortunately, some errors and, you know, which usually wouldn't happen, I would say. For example, the first goal from the corner, you know, we're usually pretty good. But, you know, those things happen and they did happen and we lost the game.
What about, you mentioned Josh and, of course, Diego. Any early signs as to how long they might miss?
Nah, not sure. I think we'll find out tomorrow, so... You know, we have to wait for the scans to come through.
Okay. So, and as you say, back on the road, albeit with a longer break, having played on the Thursday, so playing consecutive home games and then getting a couple of away games, something that I guess you have to adjust to in the national competition?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I mean, everyone has to deal with that a little bit. So, you know, like I said, we'll go to Victory now and we're playing away from home again, so we've got really nothing to lose. We'll go with a mentality to try to get something out of the game, and then we've got two home games to look forward to. And, you know, we're only 2 points away from the top two, I think, so from the second spot. So, you know, we're there.
Exactly. And just for what it's worth, the Victory yesterday, 2-0 winners over Newcastle. With regards to Diego specifically, we know what he brings to the team, a hamstring, and he is obviously in the latter stages of his career. 2 or 3 weeks, he'll be a huge loss.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, he's not the best player in A-League for nothing, you know. So any team would miss Diego. But I guess, you know, it gives a chance other players to step up and, you know, hopefully put their hand up and, you know, say, I want to be here, I want to play and hopefully have a good game.
Speaking of putting their hands up, how much fire is in your belly given your absence for a couple of games now?
You know, everyone who knows me, you know, I just want to play and obviously win every game. And, you know, I try to give my everything every game. So, you know, I'll be putting my hand up, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to Kenny and the coaching staff to decide if I'm good enough to play.
What, in round terms, has he said to you, Kenny, with regards to maybe just tweaking some elements of your game to ensure that you're permanently in the starting lineup?
He just wanted to change a few things and so that's what happened. And, you know, I mean, I gave a silly goal against Sydney, but, you know, I just do my own game and I'm a good leader and I think that's my strength in my game and I'll just continue to do that in training and hopefully it'll be enough for the weekend.
How much improvement have you seen, obviously, with the squad coming together now and we enter the Christmas phase of the competition? Some dips in form and obviously playing away is always hard to get 3 points, but what is the feeling amongst the group? You've had a look at all the teams, Sydney FC probably the best going around at the moment, but do you feel that you can be very competitive against the best?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're obviously all up and down ourselves a little bit and... you know, we had some chopping and changing with the starting lineup for due to injuries and other circumstances. But you know, we know what we can do, and we have to work on that. And, you know, I'm pretty sure we can compete with anyone, you know. It's a different game when they come here and we go there. So we'll wait and see when we play them in a few weeks' time at home.
And you're getting some, speaking of home, you're getting some good crowds here at NIB Stadium. You've obviously got 3 points against Adelaide. You've shared points on a couple of other occasions. But do you get the feeling that you're starting to re-establish that dominance on your home deck?
Yeah, definitely. We haven't lost a game at home yet, you know, which we said at the start of the season that, you know, we want to make this fortress, of course, because the long trip for everyone to come to Perth, and, you know, it's not easy. We know how it's not easy to travel. And, you know, I mean, we dropped a couple of points early on, but, you know, we started winning again at home. So I think winning at home is the most important thing, and we're not dropping many points at home.
Speaking to Dino Djulbic from the Perth Glory, just a change of subject. Last night, the Football West Hall of Fame dinner. I know Bernd Stanger, former coach of the club, was at the function. Obviously, honouring those in Western Australia who have achieved over many years. If you didn't go, or if you did go, Dino, what was it like?
Unfortunately, I didn't get an invite. So, but, you know, I followed it a little bit on Twitter and stuff. So, I mean, it's great to see these people come back and these players be honoured. And, you know, it's a good thing that things are happening in WA.
Exactly. The likes of Bobby Despotovsky back involved at the women's level, and Gareth Naven was at the function last night, and Bernd Stanger, who we all know fondly back from days before you were here. Dino, one of the crowd favourites, and certainly lifted the profile of the sport. Finally, in terms of if you're training, given the fact you haven't played much recently, how do you keep your match fitness up?
Well, luckily I've been one of the fittest players in the team, so. But yeah, I mean, you train hard, and you know, we obviously, if I didn't travel, we stayed behind a couple other players, and we trained very hard to maintain our fitness, and you know, and we just wait and we continue training with the group and do a bit of exercise on the side, and that's it.
Okay, Dino, well, I know it's frustrating for you to be on the sidelines. We all love watching you out there. Not just the fact that you have that physical element, and I can see the steam coming out of your ears at times when you get frustrated, because that shows how much passion you have, but I'm sure you'll be back in that starting lineup in the not-too-distant future. Thanks for joining us on 6PR this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Dino Djulbic from the Perth Glory.